Locals are shocked by Premier Peter Beattie's announcement he will be fast-tracking the building of a dam 40 kilometres west of Noosa. Plans show the dam wall will be at Traveston Crossing on the Bruce Highway, 20 kilometres past Umundi. The Mary River Dam will be a mega dam over 25 kilometres long, even bigger than Lake Somerset. The Premier says it will provide southeast Queensland's future water needs. The land to be inundated is all privately owned agricultural property and subdivision.
But I want to make it very clear, Mr. Speaker, the government is not struggling with this decision. We are going to build a dam on the Mary River because it's needed for the future growth of this state. And while I will be sympathetic and understanding, and we will listen to her view in relation to these matters, we need to clearly understand that this dam is going to be built. This dam is going to be built. And I want everyone to clearly understand it. We will work with the local community. We will bend over backwards to ensure that there's appropriate compensation. We will work in the most consultative way possible and we'll listen to the local community, but this dam needs to be built for the future of the state. Mr. Speaker, as I indicated, a lot of work we undertake will obviously depend on the final catchment and design of the dam. However, I can guarantee we will put in place a number of stringent measures to minimise any environmental impacts of the dam. Environmental flows of water will be maintained at approximately 85%. And water quality and impact on fauna and flora will be closely monitored.
Water supplies are in crisis, but the social, economic and personal effects of building dams are huge. People's land is acquisitioned, farms, roads, schools, cemeteries, wood mills, creeks and rivers go underwater. Towns and properties are cut off. Huge teams of workers descend on the area, changing the community forever, and then leave. To see the dam site, drive north past Karoi, to Traveston Crossing where the drilling teams are testing, then go south to the towns of Katanga and Imbal. Imbal will be close to the banks of the full dam if it fills. Some town residents may lose their homes. Expectedly, locals are against it. Many properties have signs protesting the dam. Head of the No Dam Committee, Rick Elliott, and his wife Carol will lose their dream home and land if the dam goes ahead. Rick says the Premier cannot build the dam for the allocated $600 million because the land on its own is worth more than that. He says other costs are added because local towns, which will be left, will be waterbound.
Actually, it would be, Kandanga in reality would be flooded. What they said they're going to do is build a big wall around the outside of it to try and protect it. So, but the point you have is going to have Kandanga, the little township, sitting in a levee bank. The other thing I guess that's really important to note is that it drowns all the roads infrastructure, drowns 9 kilometres of the Bruce Highway.
The new stuff
actually, they just built, the federal government just rebuilt it and they're now going to drown it. And also all the roads, the Mary Valley Road will be drowned, etc. So even if you're in Kandanga, you've got no way of getting out.
You have to come out through Imbal and Brulu.
Well, even then, some of it is actually underwater. So they'll need to
build new bridges, roads.
New bridges, new roads, so that the Kandanga people can actually... A lot of Kandanga people work in Gympie, so they'll need to somehow come across it. And that's quite hilly in there. It doesn't look it on a map, but it is. So it'll be hugely expensive to come back over to Annamore.
And they'll have to resume other people's properties to build the road. So not even if you're not under... The dam area itself, the properties around here, well, some of those properties will be at risk because they have to resume them to build new road infrastructure, etc.
On Sundays, the original Queenslander-style Imbal pub bustles with locals and visitors. There is a market and the Mary Valley steam train stops and attracts tourists. At the pub, local man Howard Larson talks about the dam's pros and cons.
Everyone's going to be against the dam around here, you know. As far as I'm concerned, the Carter's Ridge, where I live, it'll stop the through traffic, no more trucks and things like that going through. It'll be great. I mean, I'll all of a sudden be in a cul-de-sac area and have lake views. But in the reality of the whole thing is they need water in Brisbane. And if they build a dam at Traverson, they're going to catch everything. All the rain that comes from this whole area, from Cannondale, Jimna, the whole area, they won't miss a thing. But they claim it'll be so shallow that it'll evaporate quickly and all that. So who knows, you know, it could be a political stunt by Beattie, I don't know.
Yeah, you said you've seen dams built.
Well, when I first came to Australia, they were resuming land for Somerset Dam. It's all calmed down now, they got a dam there, but it goes up and down with the rain. Dams only work when it rains. They've resumed the land up here at the Boo Dam or whatever they call it to raise the walls, but they've never gone ahead and done it. They've been talking about it for years. Yeah, it's all gravel and sand, this whole valley, you know. And they say that, well, you can only know what you hear from the newspapers and things, but they say that there's a lot of the serpentine clay type gravel underneath the base where they want to put that dam. Well, I've run across that in mining when there was tunnel construction and stuff, right in the earth. Those slips, they'll go for miles. And if that's the case, it'll never hold water anyway. It'll always leak. But, modern technology, maybe they can put grout curtains or something down there to stop it. I don't know. They must have a plan because they've core drilled it before this Traverson area and knocked it back. Well, now they're core drilling it again. To what? Knock it back or go ahead? I don't know.
Yeah. Bruce says he's going to do it.
He says he's going to do it. He's going to do it. But it's going to take a really nice part of this piece of Queensland. And there's not many big paddocks in areas like this around. It's all either hilly or trees. It's, the silly thing is that it's just for Brisbane water, for people and it won't have no advantage to the local people. Local people won't have any advantage at all. They probably won't even let us go fishing in it if they ever stock it with fish. The whole thing is, it all water for the people down that should have water tanks anyway in their yards. But that they don't have water tanks. They all expect to turn on a tap and have water there. Water is just something that they pay for and they should have.